All right. So it's a pleasure to be here. This is my first trip to APHA, and in most of my prior work had studied education. It's been quite interesting to begin doing work on the food retail environment. So here we're going to be talking about some work conducted collaboratively with colleagues at APT, Park Wilde and Danielle Berman as well outside of APT, on whether food retail access moderates the impact of a fruit and vegetable incentive for SNAP participants. So to begin, I think this is probably not news to the folks in this audience, but prior work has indicated that the nutrition status of SNAP participants is generally poor. In particular, SNAP participants less likely to consume fruits and vegetables and whole grains. And other work has identified potential approaches, potential remedies, including increasing geographic availability and access of fresh fruits and vegetables, nutrition education, and lowering the net price. As part of the Food Conservation Energy Act of 2008, there was funding for a pilot that would look at whether lower net price of fruit and vegetables was associated with increased purchasing and consumption of fruits and vegetables. This is the Healthy Incentives Pilot, the main impacts of which have been presented on a couple of occasions at this conference. I'll tell you a little more about it here. So what the Healthy Incentives Pilot, or HIP, did is it offered a 30% rebate, an instant rebate, using the electronic benefit transfer card on targeted fruits and vegetables. And you can see here the what was listed as targeted fruits and vegetables. About 60% of the retailers, and this is by SNAP volume and how much SNAP spending per retailer, participated in the intervention. Say a little bit more. What APT Associates did is APT Associates did an experiment. So we randomly assigned among all the households, the SNAP households in Hamden County, Massachusetts, 7,500 families to be eligible for the HIP incentive, and another 47,500 to receive benefits as usual. Among the many impacts of the HIP experiment were differences in monthly household spending on targeted fruits and vegetables. Here we report the gray bars represent the non-HIP group, the folks randomly assigned to business as usual, and the red the HIP group. And we see a difference in spending via the EBT card, an impact of about $1.19. So we're interested here in whether the impact of the intervention differed, or in particular was larger for those households that lived closer to a participating supermarket. So first, to talk about our motivation for looking specifically at how far away folks were from a supermarket. So these are data on SNAP spending in Hamden County. About 78% of all spending was done in supermarkets. And of the fruit and vegetable spending, the spending that was eligible for the rebate, it's quite a bit more, upwards from 97-98%. Now here, this is a look at the SNAP participants in Hamden County, and you can notice Hamden County is a diverse county. We have the urban core here, and then less urban and rural parts to the east and west. We're going to focus here on this center region, where about 8 out of 10 SNAP participants reside. Here, we've colored the census block groups with high percentages of families living in poverty, so up from 20% and upwards. We've colored those in red. And we're going to use this to demonstrate some variation in access to supermarkets where the incentive was offered. So here, we've drawn a one-mile radius around all SNAP retailers, and those are colored here in blue. And if you take a look at those red areas, those high, low-income communities, you can see that most are within a mile of some sort of SNAP retailer. When we look at supermarkets, still a fairly large amount of that central urban core is within 1 mile of a supermarket. Now, for the participating supermarkets, less so. So again, we see here these blue areas represent 1 mile, a 1 mile radius from a supermarket that participated in HIP, so a supermarket in which the SNAP participants could redeem the incentive. It's this variation in access to HIP participating supermarkets that we're going to exploit here to answer the research question. So first, we put folks into two groups. So we categorized households in terms of whether their closest supermarket participated in HIP. So was their closest supermarket a place where they could redeem the incentive, or whether their closest supermarket did not participate in HIP. And here I'm going to show you the impacts here. So this is within each of these categories. Again, the gray bars represent the non-HIP group. The red bars represent the HIP group. So within those households that for whom their closest supermarket participated in HIP, we see an impact of about $1.21. Among those households where their closest supermarket was not HIP participating, similarly, we see a statistically significant impact of $1.02. The difference between $1.21 and $1.02 is not statistically significant. So we interpret that here to say impacts not significantly larger for those households whose closest supermarket participated in HIP. There are obviously a lot of different ways to think about the food retailer environment, so we conducted a number of sensitivity checks, some of which I'm going to go through here. First, here we put SNAP households into three categories. Those who were within 1 mile of a HIP participating supermarket, those who are within 1 mile of a supermarket but not a HIP participating supermarket, and those that were not within 1 mile of any supermarket. Again, we did the analyses within each group, and we see, again, there are statistically significant impacts within each of these categories. The highest of which, interestingly, is in that category of households who are not within 1 mile of any supermarket. Now, you can see the lowest are for those families that are within 1 mile of a non-HIP participating supermarket, but not a supermarket where they could redeem the incentive. Now, when we look across these categories, the differences in impacts are not statistically significant. They approach significance, but they're not quite there. So we do this with caution because the magnitude of these impacts are notably different, but again, across these categories, not statistically significant. And we also, in taking a look at the data on SNAP spending, we noticed that SNAP spending in Hampden County was highly concentrated. So here we show on the y-axis the percent of total spending, and then the x-axis we've ranked retailers. And we see that 50% of spending was done in about 13 retailers. So we also wanted to look at distances to these high-volume retailers and to see if that food retailer environment, if that mattered, the assumption being these high-volume retailers may be places that offer lower prices, greater selections. There's some reason that these are high-volume retailers. So we created another set of subcategories. Here, including this measure of whether the retailer was a high-volume supermarket. So within 1 mile of a HIP high-volume supermarket, within 1 mile of a non-HIP high-volume supermarket, within 1 mile of both, or any supermarket, and then not within 1 mile of any supermarket. Again, we see in most cases statistically significant impacts within each of these categories. Now, I say in most cases because for some of these categories, the numbers get quite small and our statistical power is less in which to find impacts. But once again, we do not see a significant difference in the impacts across these categories. Now, I don't have a slide on this, but we also did this treating distance to a HIP participating supermarket as continuous, so not putting folks in these different categories. And once again, we find that the distance to a HIP participating supermarket, that folks who are farther away, on average, spend less on fruits and vegetables in supermarkets. But we don't see an interaction between the treatment and that distance characteristic, that distance measure. So the findings that we take from this analysis, one is that the food retailer environment did not significantly change the impact of HIP. And in fact, we see significant impacts of the incentive within each of these food retailer environments. And I emphasize significantly because, you know, as I said, we did see some differences between differences in magnitude for those households that lived within 1 mile of a non-participating supermarket as compared to those households that lived within 1 mile of a participating supermarket. one of the takeaways, and like we say this cautiously because, as I said, we get some limitations in the power of what we're able to say about these food retailer subgroups where we have more categories, but that price incentives may be equally efficacious for SNAP households that do and do not live close to a supermarket. And I'll stop there and take questions. Yes.
Did you do any type of education, food tasting, or recipes to kind of incentivize folks to increase their fruit and vegetable consumption in your study?
So for many of the questions about the broader intervention, I'm going to refer folks to my colleagues who focused on those, and say with the caveat that this is my understanding. But yes, my understanding was that there were certainly efforts to educate folks on the incentive, right? That they had access to the incentive and where they could conduct the incentive. Now, the specifics of the nutrition education, I don't believe there were experimental differences there, that there were specific nutritional education components that went to the folks who were randomly assigned to be in HIP rather than the folks that did not. But again, my colleagues who worked on the main analyses can speak more to that, and I'd be happy to provide links to those reports. Yes? So the question was how specifically did we measure fruit and vegetable sales? So here we use these are measures of the items that were eligible to get the incentive. And so I'm going to pull up a slide that lists those here, or at least it lists what they exclude. Those were measured with the EBT card. They were, and a limitation here is we don't measure the non-EBT spending. So it's certainly possible that families were spending on fruits and vegetables in ways that we didn't account for in this EBT measure. And in fact, again, I'm talking a little more about what's in the main report. There's some suggestion that maybe they did that. In the main report, they look at fruit and vegetable, self-reported fruit and vegetable consumption, and some indications that the consumption impacts are higher than what we see in the spending impacts. But this is all observed through EBT cards. And here we have, and I don't think I mentioned this, households received the incentive for a year. Here we measure 3 months, 3 months of that year, March, June, and December. Hi, yes. Could you say some more about your question? So the question for folks who couldn't hear, and I'll make sure I understand it correctly, was whether the incentive and participation in HIP was targeted to a wide range of stores or just to grocery stores, supermarkets, and superstores. So the answer is yes. It's a yes, but. So in order to record the fruits and vegetables, the eligible fruits and vegetables, and receive the rebate, the retailers needed a special card reader in order to do that. In retailers that did not have that reader, which almost all of the supermarkets had the reader, those smaller grocery stores, convenience stores could participate, but households had to remove the eligible items, and then there was a paper form for those. So there were opportunities to receive the incentive in non-supermarket retailers. Did I answer your question? Okay, thank you.
Other questions?
questions?
Yes. Hi. So the question was on where the data on the sales came from. So we have the full records of the EBT spending. So we know total spending from the EBT card. So this is not reported by the retailers. This is from the EBT records provided to us by the Massachusetts Department of Transitional Assistance, I believe, are the folks who gave it to us. But again, we don't have information on non-SNAP spending. We know SNAP spending, but not non-SNAP spending. Yes? It did, yes. So farmers markets were eligible to participate, and we do have data on farmers markets. The spending at farmers markets was quite low in Hampden County during this period. But we did take a look at that. Hi, yes. So this was among the 55,000 SNAP. So the question was about participation criteria and the random assignment. Random assignment was done at the SNAP household level. So among the 55,000 SNAP households, they were randomly assigned to either receive, to be eligible to get the HIP incentive, or to receive business as usual.
Okay, and they received it in the SNAP.
That's right. It was automatic. So you got an automatic rebate on your SNAP card when you swiped 30 cents on the dollar. I'm sorry if I don't have that one there. Yeah, 30% rebate. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. A long collaboration.
Right, there'll be really time for more questions at the end. We have like 1 minute for a quick question.
What's your theory on why it didn't matter?
So the question is, what's our theory about why it didn't matter? So I'll tell you my take on this, and I think it is that families, that SNAP households recognized that this was an opportunity to get healthy food for a lower price, and that they found their way to those retailers where they could redeem the incentive. Now, there may have been costs in doing that. There may have been additional transportation costs or time costs in order to do that, but those families that had the opportunity to get this incentive, recognized the potential importance of that, and found ways to take advantage of it, even in challenging food retailer environments. That's my theory, and I think there's some more work to explore why that is. We're doing some, as an aside, we're doing some additional work to really understand distance and SNAP spending, but maybe that'll be here next year. Thank you.
And like I said, we'll have time for more questions.